Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Magic of Ordinary Days, a novel, by Anne Howard Creel, narrated by Justine Eyre. Prologue. I don't often think back to that year, the last year of the war, its days, its decisions, not unless I'm out walking the dawn of a quiet winter morning. When new snowfall has stunned into silence the lands around me, when even the ice crystals in the air hold still. On those mornings of frozen perfection, when most living creatures keep to a warm bed or deep ground hole, I pull on my heaviest old boots and set out to make first tracks through the top crust, and let the early dawn know I'm still alive and appreciating every last minute of her fine lavender light. Then I remember. I'll begin this tale on the day of my sister's wedding, almost 24 years to the day after I came crying out on Earth's slippery soil. It was April 1944. The Allied forces were preparing to invade France and put an end to the worst war in history, while back on the home front, some of us managed to go on with what might have been considered normal lives. On a Saturday, a buttery spring day along the front range of the Rockies, my baby sister Beatrice was marrying her high school sweetheart, then a newly commissioned army officer, and leaving me the only Dunn daughter not yet married. The oldest of three sisters, and still unmarried, it was an oddity that would not go unnoticed, especially by my aunts. As we waited in the receiving line, Aunt Eloise commented about the quality of the catches made by my sisters. During the war, officers commanded the highest regard. And Abigail, nearest to me in age,